Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Wake me up.
This is the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Wake me up, 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 up.
On 98.5 KLUC.
This is the weirdest thing that I've seen all day.
What?
Yet I'm fascinated by it. They asked pet lovers to imagine that their animals could talk. What would the positives and negatives be? People do believe that one day dogs will be likely to communicate with us.
Okay.
Do you think someday animals will be able to communicate?
Absolutely not.
Yeah, I do.
No, me neither. I think it'll be a big, giant guess.
Yeah.
At best. You know, they say that. Well, here, target, we have the pet translator. You know what I mean? And then...
Like, I mean, they do that thing now where it's like you have the little paw thing. I think that's about it. The dog is not going to be able to communicate, I love you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mom.
Yeah, the little button thing,
outside,
right?
Outside.
Yeah.
Mad, hungry, poop. Yeah, you know? Do you believe that? My wife loves that.
I think it's the most adorable thing ever.
Okay. But now that you mentioned that, do you believe that's real?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You think the dog knows, and the dog knows to tell you, mom, outside, angry, mom, hungry, poop.
I think dogs read your reactions, so they hit the ones that get the reaction that they want. I think they can really read that. Like the one that I followed had the B word on it and one of the buttons.
Right.
And it was really funny because they giggle every time the dog hits the button. So it's
sure.
Like, food, B word, food, B, like to their parents. Like, it's funny.
Yes.
And they react because they think it's funny, and that's the reason the dog does it.
Well, so when they talked to these people, they said their biggest concern was that that dogs would start blabbing and reveal all of our secrets. They also worry that your dog wouldn't shut up once it started talking.
Yeah.
And the third biggest worry is that the dog would not be politically correct and would insult somebody. What, like they wouldn't use correct pronouns?
No.
You know what I mean? Like what?
God, what are you gonna do? That's funny. I think...
Although, I do know somebody. I'm so sorry. I didn't mean it.
No.
But I do... I knew somebody once that we were pretty sure their dog was racist.
Really?
Yeah.
We
were pretty sure their dog was racist.
They weren't racist, right?
The people?
Yeah.
No, the people themselves. No.
Okay.
No, well, no. That was the funny part.
I was like, I just wanted to make sure. I was like, oh, God. You already have to deal with that.
They're black. And he preferred to be called black. No, they're black, but the dog would bark at black people on TV.
Oh, my God.
And he goes, is this not the weirdest thing ever? That my dog, and he goes, you know, look at me. And he goes, that my dog, I don't think my dog likes black people. And it was like, okay, what?
Yeah.
I don't understand. But yeah, it was weird.
Do you also feel your dog very much judging you around other dogs? I swear to God, I know this sounds crazy, but my dog, when it's around other dogs, sometimes they'll look at each other and you could tell they're like talking to each other maybe or something like that. And then Penny will look back at me and give me this look of like shame. Like she feels sorry for me. Like, oh God, you like, and I'm like, what did you just say to what did you just tell the other dog? What did you just say about me to the other dog? I become paranoid.
I do think I have another set of friends that have a dog that looks like Richard Gere. And I think he's always... Google it, kids. Richard Gere. You'll see.
Please tell me they named the dog Richard Gere, please.
No. They never saw it until I told them.
No, really?
I said, have you ever noticed your dog looks like Richard Gere? They're like, shut up. Does not.
Hilarious.
And I went, no, look at the dog. And then literally, so I Googled Richard Gere and brought his wiki up.
God damn.
And then held it and did a side by side. Next time, I swear to you, next time I go to their house, I'll take a picture.
Okay.
I'll see if they'll send
me. Put some little like glasses on it. I want to see it.
Amberly, send me a picture of Rocky. So I can side by side. I know you're listening. I know you are. And they also think dogs would be more likely to be, which is weird. The people, okay, now remember, these are the people that think that their dogs could talk.
Yeah.
So, they also think the dogs would be more likely to say something mean than cats. No way.
No, not at all.
No shot.
Have you watched any Disney movie ever starring any animal? The cats are always snarky compared to the dogs.
Okay, now who's crazier? The people that think their dogs could actually talk, or Kayla, who wants to grab that guidance from Disney movies?
The Chip Buchanan Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.